This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now for today on Twitter, where Evian is trending because of their prominent place in a recent government video.
I don't think they want to be trending for this. I mean, I don't work at Evian, but if I had to guess, I don't think this is what they wanted to be trending for. So you may have seen a pretty well-shot video, I will say, of Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri chairing a meeting of the National Action Council on Cost of Living. It featured long panning shots, you know, cuts here and there, fades.
Magic just, music.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a vibe. And that video caused outrage, basically, because it was used to announce that the ceiling price of chicken has been dropped by 20 cents from 9.10 to 8.90. This was shared on the Prime Minister's, the PMO's Twitter page. But nobody's really focusing on that 20 cent drop in price for chicken. Instead, what everyone's talking about is the bottles of Evian water that were served to everyone. And unfortunately, like we said, very prominently featured in the video. I think because you can't shoot people from the waist up without also having the bottle in frame. And and I think that it's just been pointed out that considering this was supposed to be about the rising cost of living, having expensive bottled water maybe doesn't send the best message.
Yes, especially when that drop is really only 20 cents. I have a theory that the Evian was one thing. I think it's also the drama of the video and the fanfare with which it was shared that all added to this. I don't think they expected people to latch on to the bottles of water, but that's what it ended up happening. And it's about optics, right? You're chairing a council on cost of living at a time when a lot of people are talking about struggling. And to be shown with bottles of water that could well cost about 8 ringgit, even just optics-wise, not the right move.
Yeah, so some tweets that we've been seeing. We have this from Tukang Karut, who says, still thinking about that Evian water in the meeting yesterday. Seriously, how rich is our country? And is it only enjoyed by the top people? There is no need to serve overpriced mineral water in government meetings, not at all. We have Roman Akramovich saying, orang yang minum air Evian tak akan faham kesusahan yang dialami oleh orang yang minum air Seamaster. Or those who drink Evian will not understand the struggles of those who drink Seamaster. And then, yeah, it's all in that same vein, with one notable exception.
Yes. So Tiz says, now we're not allowed to drink Evian without getting yelled at. I thought the focus was about bigger issues, and this popped up in my timeline. I'm rolling on the floor laughing. Yang belanja Starbucks hari-hari, kenapa tak Nescafe 3 in 1 je? Kenapa hot chocolate? Kenapa tak Milo? So basically making the point that all these people criticizing the government, it's not like you'd give up your Starbucks for a 3-in-1 or a hot chocolate for a Milo. So why are you criticizing the government? And while I acknowledge the point, I think a lot of people have also pointed out once again that it comes back to the fact that you can choose to drink whatever you want. You're not a minister, you're not an elected representative. But when you are releasing official statements or measures for austerity or for bringing down the cost of living, how that seems to the people who are at the receiving end is also important.
Yeah, so that's why we come back to this point about optics, right? And also about recognizing whose money is being spent. I think if you want to spend money on nicer things and not necessarily just drink 3-in-1, that's fine. You earn that money. But in this case, you could argue it's taxpayers' money. And so I think it's okay to say that, hi, you know, are you sure that you needed this water for this particular meeting? And again, it goes back to the optics and what was announced. Ultimately, it was a 20 cent ceiling reduction. And while I think everybody is, thankful somewhat for whatever price reductions we get in these difficult times, the other part of it is, really? And then why the compare and contrast here, right? So for example, we have this tweet from @datmagicalgirl, who says, aside from the cost of the Evian, don't forget the costs of catering, the videographers, the video editors of this clip, only to announce a 20 cent reduction in the price of chicken. I'm wondering what other outcomes came from this meeting. So for all we know, tons of outcomes, but this is what was announced, and therefore we come all the way back to optics.
Optics, and it also got me thinking that, I mean, this is also happening on the wake of multiple cries over the last 2 years of Antara Dua Darjat, right? And so I think this just amplifies those kinds of thoughts that we're dealing with perhaps people who are not entirely in touch with what life is like on the ground. Let us know what you think, though. We're talking about the fact that Evian is trending because of a video from the PMO office of ministers drinking in, you know, from Evian bottles as they talk about lowering the cost of living. Are you bothered by this? Do you think the government needs to look out for optics when it comes to these sorts of things? You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, that was The Who with Magic Bus. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. It is 5:50. And we've been talking about a couple of different things this hour. So earlier on today on Twitter, we talked about the fact that Evian is trending. A video from the PMO office basically features, everyone in attendance drinking from bottles of Evian, which has brought up questions of, is this really the message you want to send out while you're talking about lowering the cost of living? And earlier we were talking about a call from the taxi drivers who are essentially asking the government to take over e-hailing and to release their own app in place of private players. So if you'd like to weigh in on either of those, that number to WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. I wanted to start with this message on Evian from Lok.
So Lok simply says, do you realise that Evian spelt backwards is naive? This is a joke that has been made in a number of places. And again, once more exemplifies why I don't think that this particular brand necessarily wanted to wake up today and go like, oh, 13,000 tweets. Wonderful, we're trending. Only for people to realise things like this, I suppose.
I know. I do feel bad for them because, I mean, really, none of this is anything against them or the brand itself. They serve a particular purpose. But I think, again, it goes back to if you had the wherewithal and the forethought to shoot a video, edit it, put in music and release it, it feels like somebody could have noticed the bottles and thought, perhaps not the right look for us.
Perhaps not the right look. Perhaps we just take them off the tables. There's really no rule that says that in an official government video that we must see the bottles of, it doesn't achieve much. And so I think it also perhaps speaks to a not, and I don't think it's this particular government, to be honest, that's guilty of this. I think that it's just perhaps a more old-fashioned way of doing things in which you would expect that, well, I shot a video, I'm putting it out, it's fine. But now you shoot a video, you put it out, it lives on the internet, people can rewatch it over and over again, and then they can also start critiquing it over and over again. And that's, I think, partly what this is as well.
And create viral hashtags, which is really what's happening here. Arihan really just says, oh, my government, never learn from mistakes.
Yeah. Again, this is not the first time. And also, this is not the first time that this particular administration has come under fire, not for bottled water, but for this idea of, I think, not necessarily representing how simpatico they are with the struggles of the general rakyat.
Keep those thoughts coming. If you'd like to weigh in on bottled water, ministers drinking it, you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.